everyone, and welcome to the Passion Podcast. We're coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. So excited to be back with you. The last time we were together was January, following this little gathering we had called Passion 2013 at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. Rocked my life to the core. And even just saying the phrase, I'm still rocked right now. But welcome back to the podcast with us. Whether you're in the dome or not, we're glad to have you with us. Got Christian Stanfield joining us today.
Hello.
For this special July edition.
It's July. It's time for a podcast.
It is. It's a great month. It's the best month of the summer to do a podcast is July, from everything I've read, all the stats I've read. So welcome today, and welcome to everybody who's joining us out there. This is a crazy thought. It is 6 months to Passion 2014.
I really can't believe that.
I can't either. I kept thinking it's next year. You know, it's on down the road a ways, and so I just did the math, and I'm like, whoa, we're 6 months away from looking right in the face of Passion 2014 here in Atlanta, 7 months away from Passion 2014 in Houston, Texas. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today.
Yep.
Also going to hear what's going on in your life and get caught up. And we're going to hear about the first announcement right here and right now.
Look out.
Of the dates for the fall edition of the Let the Future Begin tour.
It's going to be good.
We're going to be heading out with the Passion Band to some amazing places around the country. We're going to say where a few of those are today.
Yep.
Have a few more still to come. But let's talk about the dome.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Let's go back to the dome.
What, I mean, when you think Passion 2013, what is the first picture, first image that comes in your mind?
Loud, just loud, lots of sound. It was, that's what I think. I think about standing on that little semicircle on our side, usually Brett and I over there, and sometimes both of us just catching eyes at each other, just going, what is happening right now? This is crazy. But yeah, and it's the craziest thing too, to look around. It's just people as far as you can see. The sound is like nothing you've ever heard before. And I think that sound, that strength is still like ringing in my mind and in my heart, you know?
We always talked about the fact that one of, you know, Passion, people say, why do you do Passion? What is the purpose of it? And what's the lasting impact of it? And I think there are lots of layers and ways to answer that question. But one of them is that there's something powerful that happens to you when you walk into a space and they're 50-something, 60,000 people in there.
Yeah.
Because for the average college student, the only time they've ever seen that was in their football stadium on their campus if they went to a big school. And they celebrated that moment. But to walk into a place where that many people have come together to say, we love Jesus and we want to lift him up and we want to follow him, it marks you.
Yeah.
Just by walking in the building, you never forget that. And I think sometimes, especially living in Atlanta, Georgia, we think, everybody's following Jesus. But there were students in the dome from every state in the United States, about 40 countries around the world, and a lot of them are walking across a campus that has maybe dozens or 100 followers of Jesus that they can track with, not thousands, and to walk into that space and to hear that roar. And I was in there for the NFC Championship game, whereby the San Francisco 49ers did, in fact, beat the Atlanta Falcons. But it was loud, but it wasn't anything like Passion 2013, and I'm with you. I'll never forget the roar of that dome, and knowing that that little roof, not little roof, but the roof on the dome, you know, sound travels outside of that thing, and to know that the neighborhood could hear.
That's awesome.
And especially the fact that we were lifting up human trafficking and modern-day slavery, and some of the cities, some of our cities' worst-hit communities for that are within earshot of the dome. And to know that even just that shout of hope, that shout that, hey, people are responding, people are saying yes to God, and that sound could travel out of the dome was pretty special. And then that last night, no small feat, when a light beam shot several miles up into the sky, just as an opening salvo to say, we're coming strong, we want to see slavery in, we want to be a part of this journey to justice, and we're on board. It was pretty special that night where the End It movement was launched.
It was, I was sitting, we were in across the all the students were kind of out front. We were standing in front of these big windows watching them all file in with their, you know, their candles, and then watching that light go up. And it really, it took our breath away. You know, it took our breath away to look at the light going up was really cool. All the students on the lawn was beautiful. The lights were beautiful. But just the strength in that moment to see that many people come together and really link together and say, we are not okay with what's going on. And the strength in that really is what took our breath away. And then to watch that kind of snowball in the next few months and to watch them say, it wasn't just a moment, it wasn't just something we did at the Dome and it's here and it's gone, but this is something that we have taken on us and we're carrying it in the name of Jesus. We're bringing freedom really to the whole world. And I just loved that moment.
April 9th came and it was Shine a Light on Slavery Day. Mm-hmm. A lot of people put a red X on their hand, which we learned right away is way more impactful than putting a sign in your yard or marking up your car or wearing a t-shirt. If you have a big red X on your hand, you are going to have a lot of conversations in the course of the day.
Everywhere you go.
Because you're reaching out to get your Starbucks out the car window and the person in the Starbucks says, what's that? Is that a tattoo? What is that on your hand? And you're like, well, here we go. There are 27 million people still struggling for freedom in the world, and we're raising our voice, and we're leaning in, and we're supporting those organizations that are on the ground right now bringing rescue and restoration to people. And I love it. We got behind Gary Haugen and some of these other amazing leaders, A21, Not For Sale, Love 146, Free the Slaves, Made in a Free World. And we got behind Gary's statement of saying, awareness is doing the work. Mm-hmm. And I loved that because so many people are cynical in our world and they're like, you know, what good does it do to put a red X on your hand? Who gets free because you have a red X on your hand? Who gets free because you changed your Twitter status or, you know, your Facebook profile picture? And the answer is a lot of people do. A lot of people get free because you put a red X on your hand, because awareness is the first step to action. It's not the only step, but it is the first step. And coming out of the Dome, out of 60,000 people, a beam of light going 2 miles into the sky, April 9th, we've done the best we can do to sort of get our hands around what happened with things like a takeover of Times Square. So going up one side of Broadway and down the other on giant 10-story high, you know, LED walls is Free the Slaves and End It movement. But as we got our hands around it, there are hundreds of millions of people who had the impression of End It brought into their world. And how they respond to that, no one will know fully, but that wasn't all we did, and that was the beautiful part of it. It wasn't that we just put a red X on our hand. We funneled millions of dollars to organizations that are literally going through the doors of brothels right now and restoring people whose lives had been shattered. And we leaned into our own city, and we're working in our own neighborhood, and people are going to do internships with organizations, and. But man, what a beautiful moment. The Dome is going to live forever. And the beautiful thing about passion is we've always gone where God leads us, and it's never looked the same. We started out Austin, Texas, 2,000 people, next year 5,000, next year 11,500, thought, okay, this isn't going to get to the millions of college students fast enough. So we went to one day, had a one-day solemn assembly. We didn't do anything the next year after that. We did a campus tour the year after that. Then we went back to another one day. Then we went back into an arena. We'd never done that before and started another track. Then we went to the world tour. Then we came back to America. And so every year it's a different direction. And I think the Dome's going to be a high watermark for us for a little while. And people have been asking, but the calendar, the schedule does not work for us to get back in the Dome next year. We've got a Chick-fil-A Bowl, and we love that football game and that organization. We've got the Atlanta Falcons playoffs and a little bitty window of holidays before the school year starts, and it just doesn't work out for us to get back in the Dome. But we are so excited because that gave us the opportunity to do two events and not one. So we're doing Passion 2014 in Atlanta, Georgia, and in Houston, Texas. And I love the fact that we're getting back to Texas and to Houston for the very first time. So hello, Houston, Texas. We are coming your way, and we're excited about it. We're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia on January 17th and 18th. And in Houston, Texas, over Valentine's weekend, which is going to work out perfect for people.
It's going
to
be great.
What a great place to bring your Valentine.
Absolutely.
To Passion 2014 in the Toyota Center, Houston, Texas. But it's going to be 2 days. And people have asked, Christian, you know, we went from 4 days to 2 days. We went from a Dome back to an arena. We had community groups at Passion 2013, but in the two-day format, it really doesn't work good. And in these arenas, there's not space to get everybody in a community group fast enough and back. So we're going to be in the arena. But here's what's going to happen, because we've done one-day events on campuses. We've done one-night regional events around America. We've done one-night events around the world. We've done weekend events in the Passion Regionals. Every time God shows up in power.
Yeah.
And does what he wants and needs to do in the time That's allotted right. for him to do it.
Yeah.
And if that's a night on the Let the Future Begin tour, he blows in there and does what he wants to do in a night. And I think this two-day weekend is going to feel like a week. God is going to pour so much out and so much into our lives. And we're still squeezing. Like in Atlanta, we still got John Piper speaking. Christine Kane is speaking. Francis Chan is speaking. I'm speaking. We're still putting the same message into the moment. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a shorter time window for us, but it's going to be just as amazing. And I'm excited about being in two cities this time.
Yeah, I am too. And the what I thought when I first saw that we're going back to Texas, is I couldn't stop thinking about that moment at Fort Worth a few years ago. We were in Fort Worth. Where were we there?
Fort Worth Convention Center.
Convention Center, yeah. And I just remember what I loved is we said, you know, right off the top, you're like, have you never been to Passion before? And almost the entire place said, yeah, that's me. I've never been to Passion before. And I love when, you know, we go to Texas, there's this whole new group of people that come and get to experience the power of God and at the Toyota Center, you know? And, but I love that what you said, you know, because I was thinking the same thing in these 2 days. Jesus needs one moment. You know, it can be, it's an instant thing. You know, Jesus can blow in and do whatever he wants in any amount of time. And I agree with you. I think, I really believe that God is going to enlarge, like, the capacity for us to be able to take in everything he wants us to take in. I think he has
something so
huge to drop on those 2 days. And he's going to give us everything we need to be able to receive that. And I can't wait for it. It's going to be explosive.
I really believe that too. And I have, you know, it's sad in a way because these two arenas are still smaller than the Dome. And so all that means to me is that it's a restart for us in a way. But if you want to be a part of it, you need to come on with it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the message of this podcast today. If you want to be in on Passion 2014, you don't want to take the normal track of I'm going to wait till November, December, January, and then I'm going to make a decision. But you need to make a decision and you need to jump on board. Atlanta already is cruising. There's several thousand people already registered for Atlanta, and we just opened registration just a few weeks ago. Houston is already tracking with people coming and registering, and we're excited about that and excited about what God is going to do, but you don't want to miss out on it. No. And somebody's asked, and I just want to kind of take a second to address it on the podcast. It's not that big a deal internally, but I know people look at things from the outside. But somebody said, Christian, why is it cost $129 if it's just 2 days? Because I don't remember what the prices were last year, but probably if you're in the very front end of registering for the Dome, it was probably a similar price.
Right.
Not at probably where most people registered, but at the very beginning price. And the answer to that is, the reason it's the same price is because that's about as cheap as you can do an event in an arena. And it's just very expensive. And what it means isn't that the arena costs more. It means that the Dome was a really good deal. And the Dome was a really good deal. And I know people think you had all these people show up at the Dome, but I don't mind saying, you know, we didn't walk away with one penny from the Dome. We're not in this to make money. This isn't a money-making venture for us. This is a serving a generation venture. And it cost a lot of money to do an event for 60,000 people in the Georgia Dome, where most of the production gear has to sit there for 3 weeks because we had to pre-rig a lot of stuff in the ceiling in mid-December to make the move-in date work, which was a miracle in and of itself. And most people don't know any of that.
Yeah.
They just know we showed up, there's a bunch of people, y'all must be killing it. We're like, we would be killing it if we weren't doing such an amazing event 24 hours after a college football game, where the move-in time required us to pre-stage stuff 3 weeks ago, and we're just doing our best to serve. And so the price is as low as we can get it to make it work. And the price at the Dome was as low as we can get it. And it was a good deal at the Dome, and it is a great deal at Phillips Arena, and it's a great deal at the Toyota Center. And nobody's going to regret that walking away. I just want you guys, I think you do know that about Passion, but we are not doing events for the sake of commerce. If we were, we would have stopped doing events a while back. But we're doing events in an effort to inspire a generation to live in such a way that their lives count. And everybody wants to know at the end of the day that their life counted for mm-hmm. what matters most. And that's going to be the theme of these 2 days, the same as the Dome. Same heartbeat, same message, same Spirit of God moving. And I couldn't believe it's only 6 months away. Jonathan Sheehan, our events director, sitting in the room. Brad Jones sitting in the room. Christian is teching for us today. And that made me kind of like, oh, wow, like 6 months? Are you kidding me? We're just getting going 6 months
it's coming.
From now.
It's coming.
But the flip side it was, it made me really excited
yeah.
that in 6 months from right now, we're going to be seeing God do something so powerful. And amazing. So come on with it. People can experience passion before that because the Let the Future Begin tour
yeah.
is going to be up and running this fall. You guys had an amazing run this spring.
Amazing.
Kind of our first amazing. Tour in a while where it was just the Passion Band
yeah.
going into these cities, mostly college towns,
That's
leading
right.
a night of worship. And I got to pop in on a couple of them. And it's so strong. And I'm so glad yeah. that we've got some more dates coming mm-hmm. this fall.
Yeah, us too. Man, the spring, I mean, like you said, it was amazing every night, you know, in its own way. Every night was so unique. And you think, like, you go on tour, you set the set list, it kind of stays the same every night. It's going to be the same thing every night. But I have even a note on my phone of every night, just something different that God dropped in every single city that we were. And it was every night was such a journey, you know, and going that journey with people was so special. And I think, you know, coming back from it, what we saw changed us. It changed everything about the way we thought about these songs and leading people. And it was really cool, too, all of us to be on one bus, kind of bussing around and getting to know each other really well, you know. And it was great. We had such a good time. And this fall is going to be the same thing, you know, and it's going to be so much, full of so much power. And what I love about these nights is that, you know, we've been starting the night off, it's a little bit of maybe a giveaway, but starting the night off with the song Once For All. And I just love saying just right out of the gate,
yeah.
very first thing, yeah. We believe our God is Jesus. We believe that He is Lord and that He has saved us from sin and death once and for all. And then to come around after that song and say, that's what we believe. You want to know what we believe? We just sang it. That's it right there. And throughout the whole night, that's the string. That's the thing that ties the whole thing together. And it's so beautiful, you know, every single night. And Brad's sitting right here. Brad did such a good job every night of just communicating the gospel and putting Jesus, putting the cross right there for people. And it was amazing every night to watch people raise their hand or look up at Brad and yeah. say, I believe in Jesus for the first time yeah. in my life. I see it. God has opened my eyes.
Yeah.
I want Jesus. I want my life to count for something. Mm. And that you know, you get off stage and at the end of the night, and we would all huddle together and all of us would just be speechless. Just absolutely just thank you, God, for what you're letting us see here and what you're doing. And so I know we got so much, it's just going to be goodness ahead and so much Jesus. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to announce some of the cities, Christian,
okay.
because no one knows these right now. In fact, the tickets are just going on sale right now. So if you're in one of these cities and you want to be a part of the Passion Let the Future Begin fall tour, get on board quick. We
yeah.
are sending you guys to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Come on.
All right, Pittsburgh.
That's Keystone State.
Look
Christian.
Out. Yep.
We were just in Pennsylvania, me and you.
That's
had a
right.
great time
Creation
in
was
Harrisburg,
awesome.
Pennsylvania. You mm-hmm. were impressed with Harrisburg.
I was.
You were like, man, this place is cool. It
we
is
got those,
cool.
We got those chips. What are those chips called?
Oh, we got the fuzzy chips.
Fuzzy chips.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
we'll
what
have
Christy
to do some research.
Them,
yeah,
fuzzy
Mike
chips.
McCloskey's favorites. Well, how could we not know the name of them? We got like 8 bags and ate them in the car.
Well, it'll come to me.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to
but
me.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Orlando, Florida.
Yep.
Tulsa, Denver,
uh-huh.
Amarillo. We'll come back to that in just a minute. Athens, Georgia, go Dogs. Indianapolis, Indiana, uh-huh. Lynchburg, Virginia, and St. Louis, Missouri. Those aren't all the cities we're coming to, but these cities are already confirmed, and there will be some more cities announced by the time probably people go online to check out these cities. And, you know, I was thinking about it. This Amarillo, Texas is kind of weird because it's spelled Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, but I've been to Amarillo, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I learned when I went to Amarillo, Texas, that it's spelled Amarilla. So when you get there, don't say, "What's up, Amarillo?"
It's Amarillo.
They'll be like, "What? Amarillo."
Amarillo.
Because we got a guy from Canyon, Texas sitting in the room right now.
That's right.
He's setting us straight.
And he's going to tell us how it really works.
It's Amarillo.
It's Amarillo.
Amarillo.
Yeah. Christian, I know you are a multi-talented. Give us a sports team in every city. That just let us know that we know what's happening. We know what's up. We know what's going on. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I'm going to go the Pirates.
That's a good call. They are leading the National League in baseball right now.
Yeah.
But they're you know, they were leading last year at this point, too, and had a big collapse. So we're hoping that's not going to happen.
Look out.
Orlando, Florida.
I'm going to go with the Magic.
So, look at you go.
I know.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I'm lost on Tulsa.
Man, I know, because the University of Tulsa.
Yeah.
I think that's the Golden Wave.
Golden Hurricane.
The Hurricanes. Golden Hurricanes. Man, I was so close. Thank you for leaning in on that.
You also got a WNBA team, Louis?
In Tulsa?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's powerful. You have been on your phone Googling while we've been doing this.
I would like to throw out there that it's the Tulsa Shock.
Tulsa Shock. And then you've got Oral Roberts University.
Don't know.
See, there, you didn't Google too far. Okay, why don't you look into that, and then we'll be right back. I should know that because I've been in their basketball arena a couple of times. How about Denver, Colorado?
Are the Rockies still around?
They're still with us.
Very Rockies.
Awesome. Yeah. Amarillo.
Now, we were talking about this earlier. There's the Amarillo Armadillas.
Amarillo Dillas.
Which got merged into the Amarillo Dillas.
Yeah,
but then they went out of business.
But then they went out of business.
Yeah, they didn't make it past 2010.
But that's what I would have said.
That's what you would have said.
That's what
they
I would have said.
How about Athens, Georgia? Any sports teams in Athens, Georgia you
go
think
dogs.
Of?
Go Dogs.
All right. Indianapolis, Indiana.
We'll do Colts on that one.
The Colts. Any others come to mind?
No.
Okay.
Not one.
How about Lynchburg, Virginia?
You tipped me off on this one earlier. Is it the Flame or the Flames? Did we make a decision on that?
The Flames, the Liberty Flames.
The Liberty Flames.
Yeah, greatest university in America, maybe
Absolutely.
In the world.
Maybe.
Largest university in the world, possibly most powerful university in the world, Liberty Flames. And then St. Louis, Missouri.
Go Cards.
Go Cards.
Go Cards.
Got to go Cards. How about the Blues?
The Blues. Not sure about the Blues.
Do you know what sport?
No, I don't know what sport. Who are the Blues?
The Blues are hockey.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Mostly baseball.
Mostly baseball. That's great. I mean, you're
I'm
doing awesome.
Baseball guy.
So these nights are going to be incredible. People are going to walk away impacted by Jesus. That's what we're praying.
That's right.
And we want people to walk out the door not going, man, passion is amazing. We just want people to leave going, Jesus is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I met Jesus here. Tickets are going to go on sale on the 26th of July. We hope everybody will come and be a part of this. And by the way, it's not just for 18 to 25-year-olds. Passion 2014 in Atlanta and Houston, yes, it's just for 18 to 25-year-olds, university students. But these Passion Tour nights are open to anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can bring your mom or dad along. You can introduce them to what a night of passion feels like and what that journey is like. And so we just want to make sure everybody knows that and can be a part of it. And we got something special for you. If you are already registered for Passion 2014, on every Let the Future Begin tour night, there's going to be a Passion 2014 after party with Christian and the Passion Band, with Brad, and with our crew. And that's just going to be an amazing time for people to get to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Hear a little bit of what's going on the road to Passion 2014.
Yep.
See other people in their town maybe that are already coming to Passion 14. And then we hope to maybe inspire and energize them in that moment to help us spread the message, spread the vision of Passion as far as possible. So how does that work? You register for Passion right now. You get a ticket in your email the day you register. So that's a little bit different this year. Mm-hmm. Ticket, as soon as you register, boom, you got it. You're ready. You're good to go. Bring that ticket with you to the Let the Future Begin tour night. And we'll explain a little bit later what you do with that. But when you get there, you'll get to be a part of the 2014 after party, which sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
If I come to one of these nights, I'm going to come to the after party.
And then you're a little bit of an insider, you know. You get to kind of spread the word, the viral marketing.
That's pretty awesome.
Groundswell.
Pretty exciting. So back to Passion Atlanta and Passion Houston. If you're 18 to 25, you're a university student, we want you to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. You can go to the website, check it all out. Speakers are a little different for Atlanta and Houston because of scheduling with some of the guys. We've got Piper in Atlanta. Judah Smith's in Houston, me and Francis in both cities, Christine Kane in Atlanta, Beth Moore in Houston. Our worship leaders are in both places. It's going to be really amazing, mm-hmm. and just don't wait too long and help us invite people, especially you Houston people. We're so excited about our first ever Passion event, big time, in Houston, Texas. I'm so excited. Yeah. I love this city. We've got family in this city. I've spent summers in this city before in my life. I love Houston. I love Texas. And to think that people in Oklahoma, Louisiana, New Mexico, Kansas, Nebraska can get to Houston a little easier for a weekend than they can get to Atlanta. It's just going to be fantastic. Both the weekends, by and large, are going to be the same. Somebody said, hey, I'm coming to both. I said, well, you know, you just do what you feel like you've got to do. So, you know, it's going to be amazing. But I hope that we see you this fall on one of the Let the Future Begin tour nights. It's going to be really awesome sending you guys out just around the nation, really covering a lot of places, leading people to Jesus. And before we get there, though, we just want you to know that we love you. That's the main thing. And God is for you. It's middle of the summer. If you're a college student, you got about two more weeks before you're packing the car and starting to think about moving back to the campus. And I just hope that God's putting in your heart a vision, because without vision, people perish. And without vision, the church perishes. Without vision, campuses perish. And I'm just praying God will put a vision in your heart for what he's saying to you and how he wants to use you to be a part of his story on your campus this fall. You know, the past is the past. The future is a blank slate that can be written on by the power of the Holy Spirit through the lives of ordinary people to see extraordinary things happen for the glory of God. And I'm just praying for you. We're praying for you right now that God stirred your heart this summer, that you're going back with clarity about what your purpose is on campus, to be a great student, yes, but to be a part of God's story in this moment. And if you're not heading back to campus this fall, just wherever you're headed right now, to work today, to camp today, to whatever it is that's on your radar for today, that you'll know that Passion's not just a four-day event, a two-day event. Passion's a movement of people. And you got friends and family all around the world right now who are all leaning the same way you're leaning. And we're praying for you today. And we do want to speak that over you today. Let the future begin. Yeah. What's past is past. Jesus has made peace with God for every single one of us so that we can make peace with ourselves. We can make peace with the people around us. If God has accepted you, then accept yourself in the love of God and rise up into everything he wants you to be today. Christian, I love you, man. I am so excited to see you today and to be on this podcast with you. It's been so incredible.
Thank you. I love this. We have fun.
We do have a good time, and I'm looking forward to hearing about the first stop on the Let the Future Begin tour. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Look out. Here we come. We'll see you guys soon. It's not going to be 6 months on the next Passion Podcast. Take care.